What is the Renter's Review?
Renter's Reviews is a website that has been put together by WPIRG, which is the Waterloo Public Research Interest Group. Wow, I got it right that time. They put it together. And so what's happening right now is, as part of the CSA, like, I'm a local affairs commissioner, right? So I'm promoting the website so that people know about it. And so we're essentially just using WPIRG's website, but it's meant to be used cross country. So it's kind of the gist of it.
Why do you think the site itself is important?
The site itself is really important for renters, because what it does is you go on the site, there's kind of like a form that you fill out if you're doing a review for where you live. There's some questions they ask you about the place itself where you live and its condition and your landlord, and then you can make some comments yourself. And so, and then that's on the website. And so if someone's thinking of renting that place, what they can do is they can go onto the website and see if there's been a review done, and then they can check out the review. And it gives tenants a better idea kind of generally what they're getting into in terms of the place itself and what kind of condition it is, like problems they might not be aware of just by looking at it, and also getting a better idea of the landlord and what kind of landlord they are and how good they've been in terms of dealing with tenants and stuff like that. So in that respect, I think it's really important for tenants to give you a better idea of what you're getting into.
I guess on a kind of broader question, what are some of the services available for student tenants? What services are available from the CSA, but also in the larger community?
Well, from the CSA, you can come by and drop by and see me, your friendly local affairs commissioner, at any time. If you have any questions about the Tenant Protection Act or just anything really generally to do with housing, we also have the Legal Resource Room, which is just down the hall from me and staffed by some dedicated volunteers who also have a lot of knowledge about the Tenant Protection Act, but also small claims courts and stuff like that, because sometimes when you're dealing with housing, it falls outside of the Tenant Protection Act, especially if you live with a landlord, you're actually not covered by the Tenant Protection Act. As well, we have like a little booklet called the Tenant Survival Guide, and it's just everything you need to know about the Tenant Protection Act in one little handy book. And I guess actually in wider Guelph, one of the places that I really like to recommend people is the Legal Clinic downtown, which is Kitty Corner to Van Gogh's Ear. And they've been really great with dealing with students. And actually, another group that's been started by some students and non-students also is a group called the Guelph Union of Tenants and Supporters. And they've been really great with supporting students if they have a case that the legal clinic can't really deal with. They've kind of acted as a backup, and they've been really helpful in that respect.
As the CSA's local affairs commissioner, what are some of the tenancy issues that you've seen tenants face?
Most often the issues I've seen, I saw a lot of people coming to me right kind of in September, and it was students who were renting for the first time, who had rented their place in May, and then they were gone for the summer, and came back in September and found the place a complete mess, that their landlord had promised to fix things and none of them got fixed, and like things were just absolutely like up in the air, and that those are most of the situations I see where landlords aren't taking responsibility in fixing things. Sometimes I get cases where tenants are having, you know, situations with roommates and just like wondering how to deal with them and that kind of stuff. But it often tends to be landlords who aren't fulfilling their responsibilities, unfortunately.
What are some of the differences that you see between student tenants and regular tenants? So what are some of the kind of unique struggles that students have when they go into renting a place?
Well, often for students, it's the fact that they're gone for 4 months of the year. And it's usually the first 4 months that you're renting a place. And it's sometimes really hard to come back during the summer to make sure that your landlord's actually doing the things that they said they would do. So for students, that's a real problem. Often, also for students, the main thing is that unfortunately, a lot of them still aren't aware of their rights, and so they can get jerked around a bit. I mean, that can obviously be the case with people who aren't students, but for students, it's often because it's the first time that they're renting and just getting familiar with the rental market and how things work. And a lot of people don't realize, for example, that their landlord can't ask for post-dated checks. Like, that's your choice to give it to them. Or, you know, that you get 6% back at the end of the year, which is about $25. A lot of students don't realize that, and they don't get that money back. A lot of things like that.
I guess going back to the website once again, what has been some of the responses that the website has garnered from landlords?
I actually haven't really received personally that many responses about the website. I did bring it up at a committee meeting that I was at where there were some landlords, and they actually thought it was a great idea, because essentially like what the website does is not only does it point out who the not so great landlords are, it also recognizes the good landlords. So for landlords who do fulfill their responsibilities, the website is a great way to advertise, because then students are much more likely to rent from them once they realize that other students have had a really great experience with them. So I hope I keep getting responses like that, but we'll see. I mean, at the same time, if there are landlords who are really upset with the kind of responses that are on the website and don't feel that they're fair, they can always report that to WPIRG, who runs the website, and they have ways of dealing with that. So it's not just like a landlord's up there to be slammed. There are processes involved to make sure that that it's fair to a certain extent, as much as it can be, of course.
In the time that that you've been a student living in Guelph, how have you seen the housing situation change?
Well, no, I think I would say that I have, in the respect that when I first got here, there was a real housing crisis happening, and there still very much is a housing crisis happening. I think it has let up a little bit, in that it is a little bit easier to find housing. Like, for example, this past, I guess it would have been May, I know my house and a couple of other houses that I knew were kind of desperately looking for roommates. And we all did find roommates eventually. But that was kind of unusual, because that hasn't happened for a while. Usually, you know, you find a roommate like about a day after you start looking for one. But there's definitely still is a tight housing market out there, and a lot of rundown housing, because there's not a lot of affordable housing here. So
I guess finally, could you give the listeners the website address for the site itself, and maybe ways that they could contact the CSA if they're looking for help with tenancy issues?
Yeah, sure. The website is www.rentersreviews.org. So it's plural on the renters and the reviews, and it's .org, not .com. And to contact myself, you can either email me at csalocal@uoguelph.ca. Or you can phone me at the university, and the extension is 54407. And I'm going to say the website one more time, www.rentersreviews.org.